from the latest happenings on the diamond.
They've obviously taken their hits at times, but I think Freddie Peralta has been so steady. Colin Ray, same thing.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
And he does it so unorthodox. Like, he'll change his batting stance, like, within an at-bat or at-bat to at-bat. Like, it's insane. Like, it defies kind of everything that you hear from players.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town. Also brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
Always excited to talk to our friend Sophia Minert, and always excited when she wakes up early on the West Coast to jump on with us. And because, again, no show tomorrow, she joins us a day early. Sophia, thank you so much for the time, and good morning.
No problem. Good morning.
So the All-Star balloting released, the first round of it, or, you know, just kind of put out there. We're still in phase one. Couple Brewers looking pretty good. William Contreras, light years ahead of every other catcher. Christian Yelich, number two amongst outfielders. For those who are unaware, can you explain the differences in All-Star balloting now? Because it's a little more complicated than just, oh, all the leaders get to start the All-Star game.
Yeah, there's different rounds of voting. So the first round of voting came out yesterday, and then there will be another update on voting, I believe next week, Monday, kind of get through that second round. And then I think the voting ends on June 27th. So this initial round is fan voting, up to five ballots per day. So obviously, you know, we want to encourage fans to continue voting.
Vote early, vote often.
Contreras, yes, vote early, vote often, vote up to five times, tell your friends. Vote for William, vote for Christian. Joey Ortiz, by the way, is sitting in third. He's behind Alec Boehm of the Phillies, Manny Machado for the Padres. So I think, you know, Joey had won National League Rookie of the Month for May. So I think you can make a huge case for Joey Ortiz. We've talked about him a lot. And then the one that I think really needs the biggest boost is Bryce Terang. He's sixth among National League second basemen. We all know Bryce Terang he's got to be at the top of that list. He should absolutely be a finalist. So he's going to need definitely a big push, but you know, the fan voting, and then there's team voting, and then, you know, you ultimately get the final All-Star roster. So still some time to figure things out, but I think, I think we're hoping that the Brewers will have a couple good representatives.
Sophia, let's start right with the injuries. Do we have confirmation that Gasser is out for the year, and how is Devin Williams progressing?
We do not have any confirmation on Robert Gasser yet. So he left the team. He's going to go see Dr. Keith Meister. I believe his appointment is today or in the next day or so. So he's just getting another opinion. He's gotten two different opinions on whether to continue rehab, whether to go through with surgery. So I think he just wants a little bit more clarity before he makes a decision. So still up in the air with Gasser. And then Devin's been progressing pretty well with his throwing program. He's been up to 120 feet. So, you know, he's obviously just had to start over with strengthening, rehab, throwing program. You build up by distance. You build up by volume and intensity. He has not gotten off of a mound yet. That will obviously be like the next big hurdle for him, and start throwing bullpens and then a rehab assignment. But I think they're still hopeful that he could rejoin sometime after the All-Star break.
Talking with Sophia Minert here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I have loved watching this team so much, Sophia, because of their style of play. It's a fun style. They're aggressive on the base paths. They're generating runs. How much of them stealing bases is those guys that have the speed, the Bryce Terangs, the Jackson Chourios, the Christian Yeliches, they just have the green light and can go when they see fit? And how much of it is Pat Murphy and the coaching staff actually putting on some of the different plays, hit and runs, things of that nature?
Yeah, I think it's all of the things together. I think, first of all, it's the personnel, right? I think this is one of the most athletic and fast teams that the Brewers have had in a while, frankly. You can go up and down the lineup, and virtually all of them are capable of stealing a base. And then you've got some elite base runners with Christian and with Bryce Turang.
Contreras stole a base the other day.
William Contreras. Hey, Reese Hoskins, he'll get a little frisky sometimes. I think Reese has two or three stolen bases. We had talked at spring training about, you know, what he saw from the group, and you know, he's like, man, these guys are athletes. And it was funny. Anyway, Hoskins had set a goal. He's like, if I can steal a base a month, that gets me to five. So I think, ooh, you know, we're on track for
that.
He's
trending in the right direction.
Anyway, he's trending right on pace for it. But look, so it's personnel. It's also, you know, Quentin Berry, the first base coach, does an excellent job preparing for these guys. They're really good at and astute at, you know, picking up moves and when to pull the trigger and go. It's not an automatic green light, right? Like, there is a lot of information and feel and situations, you know, parts of the game where it works, who's up to bat, you know, there's so many levels of it. But yeah, it's really a collective effort, and I think you see how much pressure it puts on the other team. I think they're kind of a nightmare to play because it's just constant pressure, and there's always that threat of running, and you know, the plays of going first to third are so impactful. I mean, we even have guys that can score first to home. So all of that makes a big difference and leads to scoring runs.
Sophia, there was some fan concern about Willy Adames and him being traded or not being traded this week. How does a player like that go about just flushing that from his mind? I mean, does Murphy go up to him and say, hey, we just play baseball? That's all you can do. How do they keep it from becoming a distraction to the player?
Well, I mean, you've been there, right? Like, you know, like what it's like when there's narratives around players like that, and you're human, right? Of course they hear it, they see it, they're aware of it. They have agents that are giving them information, and they understand it's a business. There's no, you know, there's not a lot that's, you know, a secret in this business anymore. So look, Willie was definitely aware of it in the off season. I think Willie really wants to stay with this team. I think he loves the group here. He's so connected with so many guys here. He's definitely like the glue of this team, you know, on an energy level. And yeah, there have been times that I think, you know, sometimes, you know, Murph has said he'll have a conversation with Willie, and really it's just to check in and say, where are you at? What can we do to support you? How much he means to this team, right? Like the value that he brings to this team, the impact that he has. But to say that he's not aware of it, you know, that would be foolish to say that. So I think Willie deserves a lot of credit because he doesn't take any of that out to the field. He doesn't talk about it. I think he's really just present of, and this is going back to spring training too, of just, I want to be here. This is my team. I'm going to give this team my absolute best effort. And that's what he wants to do. He's been an ultimate pro. So I think he deserves a lot of credit for, you know, how he's handled that.
Going back to kind of stylistically, the way things are different for the Brewers. And I know members of Josh's family aren't maybe necessarily fans of the increase in bunting for the Brewers, but we've certainly seen that. We've seen it backfire the way Blake Perkins tried to bunt in a run on Friday, but then Christian Yelich able to drive in a run because he bunted on Sunday. Where is that coming from? Is that a Murph thing? Is that coming from higher than him? Where is that kind of strategic decision coming from? Because it kind of goes in the opposite direction that I thought baseball was going, because it's not the analytical play.
No, it's not. And sometimes it does work, right? And so I think it's like you praise it when it does work. Like we still, even the other day when Christian Yelich dropped down the bunt single and it ends up scoring a run, you're like, oh my God, but it's great awareness, right? It was a lefty on the mound. It was a lefty reliever. He hadn't seen him a lot. He lays down a perfect bunt, gets on base, and the run scores. It's like you praise that play, right, when a player is able to execute it. What happened with Blake the other night with the Reds game, with, you know, unfortunately, it was like a terrible situation, right? And nobody felt worse about it than Blake for the game to end that way. And he admitted, again, he deserves a lot of credit for how he handled this moment as well. Just he explained his whole thought process. And he said, look, the guys, you know, he was at the bottom of the order and the guys coming after me with Terang and Ortiz and Contreras and Yelich, you know, they're faster, they're better hitters, they're more experienced. He sort of took himself out of the at-bat when really with two outs and the game on the line there, you know, obviously the move is to be aggressive. You know, he overthought it and he admitted that. He felt so badly about it. I mean, you could see how emotional he was. And the other side of it is like you talk to Pat Murphy and you talk to some of the coaches the next day and it's like, well, if he gets that bunt down, he's the hero, you know? So it's bunting can be high risk. It can be high reward. I think it's easy for fans to look at bunting and say like, well, my third grader can get a bunt down. And I would say respectfully, you're not facing major league relievers.
You're
right?
Not like, facing 95 with movement.
95. I mean, that's on a slow day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's seriously, it's like, I think that's really hard for fans to understand is like, bunting feels like such a fundamental part of baseball and something that you start in little league and high school ball and maybe even your beer league, right? But these relievers, I mean, these are the best of the best of the best, these late inning relievers. So, yeah, bunting, man. And it's something that we haven't seen from Brewers teams a lot in the past, like very, very rarely. So I think this team, again, because of their speed, they're able to execute that more often.
It's also been a rough month for Freddie Peralta. Is there something that they think they can pinpoint to try to get him back on track?
Yeah, I think what's interesting with Freddie is like they feel like the stuff is really good. He's able to get to two strike counts. He's able to get ahead. And then he gets himself into these like long at-bats and these long battles and just missing sort of that put away and able to get out of it quickly. And, you know, Freddie typically does rack up a lot of strikeouts, but you're trying to also be more efficient to get deeper into the game. So, you know, there's obviously still a lot of good there with how he's getting there. And then he's just sort of missing that like final piece right now. So, you know, they've talked to him, you know, in the past and like every pitcher and player goes through moments like this where sometimes things are just a little bit off. So sometimes it's recommitting to the fastball. Sometimes it's sequencing a little bit different. Sometimes it's a mental reset, right? Sometimes it's a mindset of like, they've done this in the past too, of, hey, don't forget that you're Freddie Peralta and, you know, you're the ace of the staff and you've been an all-star and this is your seventh year. And, you know, sometimes it's a mental reset, right? Of kind of build up some confidence again. So he is starting tomorrow in the series finale. So we'll see. Hopefully he's able to turn things around and get back to being the Freddie Peralta that we know.
Brewers are out west taking on the Angels. You can watch Sophia as part of the Bally Sports Wisconsin broadcast or stay up late and catch it on our sister station, WTMJ. Sophia, we certainly appreciate the time. Enjoy the road trip.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good one.
Sophia Minert joins us once a week here on Gen Game and Trade, giving us the latest on the Milwaukee Brewers. 42-30 still in first place after losing last night to L.A. You've heard me talk about mentality before. You know how much I love it because of the energy that it has given me. Look, maybe you're dealing with low testosterone. You're just not even aware of it. I wasn't aware of it initially because, you know, I just thought, oh, I'm getting a little more tired throughout the course of the day, waking up earlier, doing a morning show, things of that nature. But it doesn't have to be that way. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Don't have that energy to attack your day the way you did a year or two ago. That could be low testosterone. And mentality is here to help you. You go through the process. You meet with them. At the end of the process, you get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back to you. If your testosterone levels are low, guess what? That means Mentality can start working with you and give you a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. It's not one size fits all. They make sure that your testosterone levels need to be where they need to be for just you. Go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality. LowTUSA.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
you get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.